started?
Yeah, we have started, as a matter of fact.
All right.
Welcome back to the Fear and Podcast, greatest podcast in the world. Definitely much better than The Yard, I would say.
Well, just I'm fucking still eating. I can't.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I timed it perfectly.
I'm so sick how you moved 3 feet over, and now it's a podcast.
Wow.
That's you just stole Slime's joke.
You work right there?
You stole Slime's joke from the Yard episode.
But here's what happens. This comes out before The Yard.
Yeah.
So he stole my joke.
Oh my God.
It's called publishing.
Is this what he does to you guys all the time?
All the time.
It's so fucked up.
Nothing to steal from Maiden.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
Nothing to steal from such a bisexual god.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. This is the gay episode.
I was gonna say we have a rival half homosexual here in the room.
First of all, whoa, I would.
He's homosexual plus.
Look, you guys, he's homosexual plus.
You're being like homophobic. You're calling him like a mudblood.
No, that's not homophobia. You're half homosexual.
No, it's called.
I'm a half blood. I'm a half.
No, it's biphobia. What you're doing?
Not a purebred homosexual.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think he's gayer. Than you.
Oh!
Because he likes both men and women.
And it's gay as hell to fuck
okay,
women.
Let me tell you something.
That's why this is a gay episode.
I've been thinking about this. Aiden, I'm going to challenge you to a gay off.
Oh, this is bad.
We're going to stop the podcast. I got 20 minutes. Go suck as many dicks in Hollywood as possible.
If you saw the podcast in 20 minutes, he'll do something to you.
Oh. I can change your life in 20 minutes.
Wait, really?
Well, maybe not your life.
Wait, what do you mean? Why not?
Well, he's never bottomed.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever bought them?
Not exactly.
Oh.
That's okay. A weird answer. That's
yeah.
A weird
exactly. Answer, but it doesn't remove the fact that I've worked anything my racist? Magic.
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
See, it doesn't play.
I like that he's so homophobic that he compared racism to having gay sex.
Oh, wow. Well,
to bottoming specifically.
Yeah, to bottoming.
Yeah, I've never bottomed. So you've not exactly bottomed. So you tried, it didn't work out, right?
No, I mean, I would... It was experimental.
This got too gay too fast. Can we back up?
I'll be honest, this is so cool. This is the first time I've had somebody on the LGBTQ.
He's been on the podcast before.
I wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
Oh, right. This is why this podcast is never going to be better than The Yard. Is that it's got a rotating cast. It's like the IMDb page of like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I love that.
Who's on what episode?
Guys, okay. Let me bring everyone back to reality for a second. First of all, okay. I just shot an episode of The Yard with the lovely Yard Boys, okay?
I heard it so.
Wait, you think we're lovely?
Yeah, they're except for Ludwig, everyone else is fucking awesome, obviously. And
it's hot in here.
And yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. Oh, come on, dude.
Good God, man. Ludwig.
Dude, you're such a fucking...
I thought about...
Dude, with the chain?
I thought about...
I'm the only guy without a fucking chain on right now.
I have a tank top.
It's cool. Listen. All I'm going to say is the episode was basically them being very upset that Fear and is a very successful podcast.
We actually all went around and said what we hate most about Hassan.
You did do that. That was weird.
Austin, would you say Hassan is
always with the phone?
Always with the phone.
He's always on his phone.
Always on his phone.
Look, I'll be honest. That is a valid criticism of Hassan.
Dude, come on. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Hassan
what are you doing?
Hassan is never on his phone.
You're my gay. What are you doing?
No. Look. I'll be honest. He's a busy man.
Don't talk about him like a Pokemon.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Look, Hassan is on his phone. But if you were constantly fighting for the rights of Palestinians and liberating them.
Wait, yeah. He's no Isabel Young.
No.
He's not fucking in the street.
He's not with the press jacket.
Somebody's got to hold it down here.
I didn't realize raising $1.2 million for Palestinian children in particular.
How about you raise $225 on the bench like me and Aiden do?
Wait, Woo. Aiden can do $225?
Cracked $225 today.
Yeah, I'm proud of
him. That's why he's chugging down 42 grams of that good shit.
Okay, you guys have been... What's happened? Like, you guys all of a sudden... I don't know what the fuck happened, but like, I'll be honest.
Ludwig specifically... Shut up, baby.
My God, this is... Look.
Ludwig. They want what we have, and they can't have it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So hold on. Hassan, come on. Take that off.
Let the pubs come out.
We can't let them show us up. Like, come on.
Dude, you're fucking lean, though. Come on. You definitely have cum gutters.
come.
Oh, yes, sure. he thinks he's gay fat, which is like non-existent.
You know how I know I'm homophobic?
Why?
Because I learned about cum gutters today, and I've said it, and every person I've said it to is like, "Oh yeah," and they know it instantly.
How
and
do you
I,
not know what? How cum did gutters
I know what cum gutters are? I didn't know what they were.
I think he's trying to defeat the gay allegations.
They're,
that's
by the
why.
Way, they're obliques.
So can I talk about something real quick? I on TikTok.
Here we go.
No, no,
how many minutes?
Relevant.
5 minutes and 9 seconds in, Austin mentions his TikTok. Go ahead.
No, but it's fine. Hold on.
Is this something you do? Like, does he promote it?
Every episode.
I accused you of being gay on the podcast, and they took down the clip.
Yeah.
So I'm going to accuse you of being...
Don't say they. I did.
You took down the clip.
I got connections. And I'm going to take down your YouTube channel, too.
Okay, no. I'm just going to accuse you from being gay in person.
So I had a lot of gay allegations back in the day because I kissed a couple of dudes.
Yeah, so you stop. Like, he won't kiss me. Ludwig won't kiss me anymore.
He won't kiss me anymore.
Wait, has he kissed you before?
Yeah, he I tried to kiss him on Name Your Price. He won't do it.
I backed out.
I've kissed him completely.
Yeah. I've kissed him more recently than you have.
It felt homophobic.
You're the last man I kissed. Fucking it was through a mask, dude. Which we were shackled. So, I was basically forced to kiss. So it was this libertarian, liberal hell where we had to mask up and kiss other men.
So you were sick and tired.
This is what they're teaching at our schools.
I'm remembering.
It was at an anime convention, which is an educational camp that they put liberals at.
Yeah.
And force them to kiss.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Sorry.
So you...
this is going to happen to you a lot.
I'm not going to be more homophobic.
Wow. Before you go to the gay thing, I just want to point out, this is how you know it's a fancy bitch, okay? This is a triple pack out there. They got honey roasted peanuts. They got regular salted peanuts. And he went for the cashews.
Wait, cashews are one of the better nuts for you.
100%. You went for the most expensive nut.
I don't know about the price per nut. I just know about what nut's good for you and what nut's not good for you.
You're rich as fuck, dude. That's right.
It's not about the money. It's just we don't think about elf.
What?
Elf.
Why are you German now?
I'm French.
Okay, go ahead with the gay stuff.
So you kissed too many guys, and people thought you were gay.
Well,
so you decided growing out of
people
mustache,
was my girlfriend.
Oh,
so what I instead did is I went full gym tan lax. I got ripped and I got straight as hell. I don't kiss dudes because that's fucking gay.
What's so funny is you tried to be straight, but you became gayer.
What?
Yeah.
You grew a mustache.
Yeah. No.
You're wearing a chain.
I have a goatee.
You got a tank top. What's going on?
Dog, you literally have the Freddie Mercury look down pat.
Dr. Phil is not gay.
Do you know that?
I don't feel like he could top.
Wow. So you're saying he's a bottom.
That's not what
you were going for. Ludwig, you have somehow gotten way gayer since you started working out.
Dude, that's so, I think, mean. Hey, I don't want to be homophobic.
The 1,000-pound club.
Kind of. People are really chastising me on my depth.
Okay, so I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to fist bump you anymore.
I've got criticism on that too. I don't think you got deep enough.
Yeah. So can I go back tomorrow?
Can we pull the video up?
I don't think you got
no.
Deep.
No,
don't.
He gets dead.
Well, actually, I don't think you can.
It was
an Instagram story.
You were deep.
Oh.
You got real deep.
The thing is, I did two reps. I looked at it. I was like, not deep enough. Then I went for a third rep, and then people. For viewers, the 1,000-pound club is when you combine your bench, deadlift, and squat, and you want to get 1,000 pounds. It was my goal at the start of this year. I had a personal trainer. My personal trainer left me.
Yeah.
In an emotional breakup.
For a better...
Wait, what?
Better opportunities.
I haven't talked about this. So my personal trainer, he worked at this gym. And I was telling him, hey, I'm going to leave this gym because we had our own setup at our warehouse.
I think Cutie told us the story on the podcast.
Has she?
You literally don't listen to women. Go ahead. Now he'll hear you because you're a man.
Look, a man's talking. You're good. Yeah, I got you, baby.
No, I was listening. I was fully intent. He's
engaged.
I don't listen to women usually.
Go ahead.
And so what happened is he had thrown the idea of maybe perhaps working with me still through the warehouse. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And I had set it up so that he would have a full-time salary, could leave his job because I had a list of 10 employees that were down to do personal training and I would pay for half of their costs.
Included.
Which Aiden was included in this.
Nice.
And issue with modern day job, the moment that he went to his bosses at the very tail end, he already made a company. We already had this fucking handshake agreement. He went to his bosses and he said, hey, I'm going to leave you for a better gig that has a higher pay. They offered him ownership in the gym that he was working at.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the that's why you always got to be looking for work. All right. No loyalty in your job. We're not in Japan here. If you're always looking for work, that's how you get a damn raise. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mad because this is a better 40-year plan for him.
You got fucking moguled, son.
Yeah, so why don't you,
it's fine.
Why don't you offer
him more money? You got fucking moguled.
Well, it's because the reality is he wanted a 40-year plan to retire at, and I couldn't offer that.
A 40-year yeah. plan?
Yes, he literally wanted that.
God damn.
And I can't offer that.
People want to work for 40 years?
Doesn't that show a lack of confidence in his company?
No, well, I think
you don't think we can make it 40 more years?
But I don't think we're gonna fucking have you and me in shape and you, working four out decades, 40 years.
Four
no.
decades.
So anyway,
still in the warehouse.
He quit, and so now. But the thing is, the moment he quit, I think I started working out more. Just in terms of
it
raw,
made you grind
so
harder.
Why didn't you just hire another personal trainer?
Because I couldn't fucking find one, so I became
because all of them are snakes.
I've kind of
all of them are snakes.
I've become, not because of my merit, but I've become the personal trainer because I'm the strongest at our company.
He likes being the leader. It's true.
Why are you giving me that face?
There was this one beautiful week where I brought one of my Swedish Viking friends who is stronger than Ludwig, and he put Ludwig to
not
shame.
On bench.
Put Ludwig
not
to
on
shame.
Bench.
Okay, oh, can I just
crazy.
Can we pause for a second?
Do you guys? Okay, you know what?
What do you think a personal trainer does? You think he's just like the strongest on the lift?
Yeah, it's an alpha male position.
Yeah,
the strongest in the room.
No.
He's just kind of like the
strongest. My personal trainers can't outlift me.
What?
Yeah,
and you pay them?
I have a bigger.
My personal trainer.
Yeah, bad with the money over
my
here.
My personal trainer. Well, on certain lifts, they might be able to. But they're, 7% body fat, and their body weight per
as the
weight
resident
that they can
straight,
push is much higher than mine.
As a resident straight, I would never let a man tell me how to lift. I would only hire a woman personal trainer.
Mm. I mean, I don't have an issue as long as they're good at what they do. But I hope you know that that's not how personal training works.
Of course, personal trainers offer more. They can offer like a plan, a routine, and show you form. But
that's what mine does.
Still,
you've already maxed out.
I can learn more, but I just I had the most knowledge.
Man, he could be.
I'll be honest. My company, I'm starting to believe you're straight because before I wasn't buying into it, but it's very straight behavior to want to lift the most.
I've had a girlfriend for years.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't believe
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
That you don't believe that he has a girlfriend?
She's a beard.
No, I think she
has a beard.
I think
you just got so owned. Yeah, he has a girlfriend.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means that you
and he's
be
still gay.
I'm starting to think he might not be gay.
That's biphobia.
I am terrible gay representation.
He's not a good gay.
I mean, who's better at gay representation? Of the two of us,
you think the slur so often. Off
no, the problem is
I'm quota limited.
No, I think Aiden is more queer coded than you are. I'll say it 100%.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
definitely not.
I think he is.
Wait, how is Aiden more queer coded?
Because he plays melee.
I'm cuter.
If you play melee, you're like
that was a bold thing to say on my podcast. That was a bold thing because I'm a snitchman.
I'm just a cute little guy.
You're more like, oh, I love the Vikings. Oh, what's up?
Yeah, he is more cutesy than I am.
Yeah, like he's more, what's the term?
He don't understand a single sport. If you throw a football at him, it'll hit him square in the nose.
So I think he's more queer coded than you are. Like if he had a septum, it's over. You know what I mean? If he had a septum piercing.
Totally.
Yeah. Cool. Totally. Whereas on the other hand, you bro it up way too much. Your style is like not. Your style is only becoming gay. However, the one point you do have on him. Oh my God.
I got it.
What the fuck is happening?
He has some in his teeth. I was being a good friend. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I wanted him to get it.
I can't get it. It's
okay. The one point you do have on him is that you say the F slur like all the time now, which you should say more.
No,
on.
Okay. So I'm starting to enjoy saying it a little too much.
The problem with the F slur is that it's timeless.
It is timeless.
Dude, I will. Yo, I know it's back in the cultural zeitgeist when I saw the Dream clip because people loved the F slur there.
Yeah.
You know what clip I'm talking about?
No.
You've seen this, surely.
No.
Do you know the Gumball voice actor?
Wait.
You haven't seen this? Can you pull up?
Oh, when he's in the front of the car?
Yo, Marsh, can you pull up Dream getting called the F slur?
He got called the F slur?
Wait. That's when he's in the car, right? The Gumball voice actor?
Oh, yeah. Here it's up here.
What are we doing? Oh my God.
We're grooming.
Cutie's going to execute us for doing so many mouth noises this time.
All right. Pull up. N Cantu is the Twitter. I don't know his name. I think it's Nick. Just look up the F slur. It'll come up.
Just type it in there.
Yeah. You don't add all that stuff after.
Go to the Wikipedia page. Yeah,
brother, this is my Twitter, by the way.
Famous use cases. So he's just like
under recents on Hassan's Twitter. It's just like four mistypings of the F slur.
It's with two G's, Marsh.
I'll buy it. Two G's.
Two T's if you're brave.
Yeah, yeah. No, that really hits.
Yeah.
Wait, is that with
probably the 5.7 million?
All the bites come, or the ants come at me, it'll take 10,000, 100,000 of them to take me down. So that's how minuscule you are to my size, right? Your stature of intelligence, character, body.
And wait, can you pause it?
You don't understand.
Is this new?
Are we saying that, like, are people saying, like, he's based for this or something?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Is like on mass.
People saw this?
Is he gay?
He's pansexual. Oh. I don't know what the vibe check on saying the slur is.
I think it's clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say it.
Pansexual people say it.
Okay, let's hear it.
My rule of thumb is and people are going to get mad at me, you have to suck a cock.
I think that's fair. And that's
like, even as a straight guy, you suck one cock, you can say the F slur one time.
You get it one time?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's probably fair.
And then, like,
only one, wait,
that's why
one,
Nancy
one
gets
slur,
to say it.
One, yeah. One F slur per cock sucked?
Wait, no.
There's like a level of cock sucked that if you hit like a this number a of cocks rule, that you've though. Sucked that you've like, actually, you've actually sucked enough cocks, you can say it all the time.
I think I'm out because this is sexist.
What?
Because are all women allowed to say it who suck cock?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So women on. Can say it.
No.
Wait, okay, now I'm back out.
If you think about it this way, most people can say it then.
Yes.
Most.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying calling.
Your mom says it.
What? My mom? She wouldn't know what the word is. God bless her heart.
Let me tell you.
She's saying it with two T's.
She called it to you, Glenn, and you screwed her over. Come on. She didn't actually say it. This is, God bless her heart. She's very sweet.
I've been really enjoying calling straight people the F slur.
That is a gay power up.
It feels really good to like belittle straight
it's
people.
It's funny because like the more you say it, the more you will become queer coded. And I've been trying to explain this to you for like a year now, and you're finally getting it.
I called my nephew the F slur. This weekend. It was Thanksgiving. He was on the couch.
How old is he?
He was like 14.
That's too young.
Well, he was 14. He was sitting on the couch. He was playing video games with his friends.
So he's already hearing it.
Yeah, and I was like, get off the couch. Jesus!
Oh, he said it in the non paywall portion.
Wait, hey. You're gonna have to edit that out.
No, I'm proud of you.
Wait, we got demonetized last couple episodes? For what?
For saying a slur.
Wait, I didn't say a slur during the episode.
So, speaking of the F slur and demonetization and the amount of money March is making, we found out earlier today on The Yard that you will see in the upcoming Yard episode that
we pay our
your producer, Zipper,
earns
slightly more than March does.
He can go band for band.
And personally, and this is just me, I would not call 12,000 slightly. Personally.
No, it's not more. No, it's not 12,000 more.
A year.
12.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
Now, personally, I think that's a meaningful amount of money. Personally.
They pulled up our revenue, like our monthly revenue. And turns out we have, how much money do we make a month, March? 100K on subscriptions. They make how much?
212.
They make 212K, which they only pay Zipper 10%. They pay Zipper only 10%.
Well, it's because we put 50% to homeless children.
Yeah, 50%.
Why are you calling Slime a homeless child? That is really fucked up.
He doesn't sleep on a bed.
Yeah.
So you're saying you pay your producer more because you by percentage.
Yeah. They,
pay,
no. No.
We pay
no.
Us more by
we pay it split. Evenly. Yes, we split it evenly. Their producer Zipper gets 10%, but because they have double the amount of revenue that
just,
we have,
just so much.
Why
more?
Can't we watch Dream?
Oh yeah, what? Sorry.
The reason why I'm mentioning that is because we got to get March's money up.
Yeah,
well, this is a Patreon.
So subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the Yard Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/Fearon. Fearon.
Understand that you're talking to like a Michelangelo of my time, right? Like I'm a genius, Albert Einstein level history dust in the sand when you're in the fucking Sahara and there's hundreds.
It's so weird to just like film while you're getting fucking brutalized.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm getting this.
Wait, that's not it. No.
No, there's so much
so
more.
Why is he? What is
he goes
doing?
On. He goes on for like basically.
Was Dream in the car?
He goes on. Yeah, yeah. He's in the back seat, I think. So I saw this clip. Let me tell you. That boy, he's having a fucking manic episode. Okay. I don't want to be an armchair.
Oh, Nick.
I don't want to be an armchair guy, but that's like very. That's like a telltale sign. I have friends. It's like a telltale sign of someone like definitely one drunk out of their fucking minds, mm-hmm. and two most likely going.
Was he recording?
Having
was this just supposed to be friendly?
He asked for it to be recorded, as far as I'm aware.
Okay,
he asked for it to be recorded. Then he went crazy. I feel bad for the Uber driver. Anyway, yeah. Dream posted this, albeit in a way that was a bit like cringe because it was like very declarative. It was like Nick Cantu, voice actor of Gumball and Leonardo in the Turtle movie, said this to an Uber driver who was helpless, and posted it in like a cancel-y way.
There's no better. This story is the perfect representation of like vibes based cancellation culture.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's 100. Because I watched it and the video is really cringe and it was hard to watch because I was also used to be an angry drunk. But this is ancient Ludwig lore. You didn't know me back then.
Oh, I dodged this era.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You were an anger drunk? How?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would get drunk and it'd be playing Super Smash Bros. And we had Australian friends. And Australian people are very good at chirping, belittling.
Grind you down.
And they wear you down.
They belittle you.
Like dust in the Sahara. Mm-hmm. And
are you blaming your angry drunk behavior on Australia?
No. But this is what would unleash it, is what I'm saying. Mm. And then I would unleash the beast. And so they would wear me down. It'd be little things. And then I'd come back and it'd be like, you have no fucking future. And it's like, bear in mind, at the time I'm working at Best Buy. I'm not really fucking. Anyway, that's. And then I was like, oh, I have to make a change. And then I made a change.
And then you'd fight in the backyard.
And then we would fight.
And
I remember. I've seen the video.
This is where the
that is where podcast, podcast name came from.
Is because you guys never take your shirts off and fight.
Would you physically fight?
I would physically fight.
Would it be serious?
I mean, like, there's rules.
There's video. Pull it.
I think you can't punch in the face.
Have you guys ever fought like grappling?
It's on footage. Do you want?
No, because he.
Austin, you
want
to see this?
Yeah. Want that?
I would fight you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Though.
I'm telling you to your face.
I don't think you'd.
I wouldn't
have
fight
the
slime ever.
Shirtless, because he'd shirtless. Sleep you.
No, because I love him too much.
Ludwig fights shirtless backyard or something. Who did you fight?
I mean Don B, but I don't think that'll come up.
There's no way. I've seen this video, man. Wait, what the fuck is that?
Ludwig fights dirty.
Oh, that's me fighting Mango.
Wait, what is that
this
video?
This fight Ludwig was almost dirty? To the death.
Wait, hold on. What the fuck is that? What is that thumbnail?
36 views. We don't need
$10. Go to the one under that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's the one. Wait, that's like a year viewer made. This fight, I will. So this is emblematic of some of the fights that I would have. This is probably
This is also emblematic of your famous I am not your friend background.
It is my streamer I used to have.
Yeah.
This is Mango. This is probably the most, this is the last fight I think I had.
That's definitely, I've seen this video.
Me and Mango, if you want to just roll it in the background silent. we were both pissed drunk and I'd made an argument in a bar that I was more emblematic of the modern day American dream than him.
I like how there's spikes on top of those gates, like right behind you. It makes it way more dangerous.
Dude, yeah. Just wait for the finisher.
You really have leaned out and put on a lot of muscle since then.
Yeah, I was not at my strongest here for sure.
Oh, you guys are getting so close to it.
We got dangerous.
Mango's head ends up on the pike at the end of this.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
not
we
around
can't,
anymore.
Yeah, we can't show the ending part.
Anyway, I ended up putting him in a chokehold and I had to squeeze him to death. As hard as I could.
He's
no
punching.
Was allowed.
No, you're allowed to punch, just not below the waist or above the neck. He's a puncher. I'm a grappler.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the type of fight we would have in the yard. That's where the yard came from.
Okay. Interesting.
Except you cowards never fight.
This is not that long ago.
It looked recent.
I want to say 2021, maybe.
Oh, you're getting pummeled on. Yeah.
2020, maybe?
Where were your masks?
No, the fight was in 2020?
Maybe it was 2019.
No, it was definitely not before COVID. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't prescribe to that.
What?
But you don't acknowledge the presence of COVID?
I think that's something I'm not willing to say.
Oh. They both went to a concert right after that.
Oh, that's so irresponsible.
Yeah, well, we would never do that.
You're not right now.
That's okay, because we all tested before.
That's okay.
We all tested before.
So people can't lip read you saying the F slur under your breath.
I have a bone to pick.
I knew this was coming. He hasn't had anything to come after. I've been very well behaved the last several weeks. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't had anything to come after me for. Hit me.
I go to the Yard Studio.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Beautiful studio.
I have a wonderful, beautiful studio. Wonderful, wonderful, exciting podcast we cooked up in the lab. Come out downstairs. I walk downstairs. I'm thirsty. I'm like, I want to quench my thirst. Oh. And I see bottles upon bottles of a very famous in the Hasanabe household bottle. It was this. Loratana, okay. L'agua più leggera di Europa.
Loratana.
Yes. Yeah. L'agua più leggera d'Europa.
Thank you.
Look at the look at the beautiful. I don't know. Is this racist? Is like all white women on it? I don't know. And a white baby. Anyway,
they're not white; they're Italian.
Yeah. This now, why is this important? You might say. Well, it's because it's a very specific brand of water. It's a brand of water that Davide brings around.
My driver,
Austin's driver, Davide. Do not.
Is this like Love Island, Davide?
No,
but you got the guy from Love Island driving him around.
Love Davide from Love Island.
Why is that significant? Yeah, Davide's very good looking. Why is that significant? Because Austin always will be like, oh, here's Davide's water. Like, he brings like one bottle of water to me every time he comes over, and I think it's like wonderful.
Wow, one bottle.
One bottle of water.
Oh. Okay.
Turns out
that's your driver.
This scumbag, in order to suck up to the fucking Yard Boys.
No. He's got it all wrong.
Sent
all
the wrong. Yard compound.
No.
Just crates of this shit.
He's like got a Costco it all in there, wrong. Honestly.
So what happened is this is what happened, Hassan. First of all, Davide, while I was doing a shoot for Name Your Price, fucking somehow like struck a business deal with Ludwig's with guy and sold him like thousands of bottles of water. I don't know how they like struck the deal of a century.
Wait, really?
And they didn't get the water for free. He bought Davide's water.
I'm pretty sure he gave us like a sweetheart deal.
He still paid ridiculous.
It was like $30 in a cigarette. And Davide gave us a truckload, no, like a pallet.
It was more than that.
It was two cigarettes.
You have given me one bottle of Loratana water.
Why? I don't control
you what sucked water. Up to the Yard Boys, and you Davide, fucking nudged Davide to give them crates full.
The Yard Boys are here, aren't they?
That's true. Huh? It's not because of
here.
You. It's not
because
of you.
The Yard
much.
Boys are here.
Because of the water?
You just gotta give me gifts.
I mean, I had to suck both Sway of them me. All to get them here.
Okay, let me flip the script for one moment.
Okay.
They didn't ask you to be on the yard.
Yeah, that's another thing.
After really the fucking bottles of water that you got them.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable.
You have the table.
I really was going to ask. I don't know when I'm going to get invited on your podcast.
You're so busy.
Right.
I'm so busy.
No. Right? I'm very available.
You hate travel.
I've been making myself available.
Travel.
You hate travel.
You need a full gay on your podcast.
You know what?
That's biphobic.
It's not biphobic.
You're always doing shows.
You're doing shows.
He's Mr. Show.
And he is always on his phone. He's always on his phone, so we know he has the time.
You've had Cutie on.
Uh-huh.
You've had Hassan on. Uh-huh. Have you had Will on yet?
Kind of.
You had Will on?
Spiritually through Slime.
And you haven't had... So you haven't had Will on?
No. Slime just does a really good
job. So when are you going to have Will Neff and Austin show?
So we'll probably never have Will on because it's like he's always with us.
And I think Slime would do the voice.
And you'll never... Are you saying that like I'm too close to you? So that's why you'll...
We are so close. You actually made me think of something.
On the yard.
We share things with each other. Wait, you know what? I like that about us.
Do we have mutuals?
We share little secrets about other people in our lives.
What is that? What are you
looking up? We're very private.
You don't share anything with me. It's
I share stuff with you.
You do share stuff with
me. Wait, what are these? Oh no.
I thought of this earlier today when we were on our show because we were talking about greeting you or something. I think Nick mentioned greeting you.
Greeting
you. And I bumped into you at Cutie's Christmas concert. And I think sometimes I feel like when we used to initially interact.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Austin?
I'm just intimidated. I used to be really intimidated by you.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this was about Austin.
No.
It's about you.
But this is about you. And then me and Austin were texting after the Christmas concert.
Why am I intimidated? Just listen.
No, not that. I don't know why I'm an intimidating person.
You're not.
You're 6'5".
Don't worry.
Small frame. You're
built like a fucking refrigerator.
I'd sleep you.
In lullaby time? What do you mean?
I sent Austin, I swear to God, every time I see Hassan, I handshake / hug him weird. And I'm so fucking embarrassed. It's like 3 nights in a row now this week. And I'm fuck is wrong with me? And Austin says, and laughs and says, honestly, I can tell you this, between you and I think Hassan is a really awkward.
That's not between you and I anymore.
I said a giant LMAO.
He's talking shit about me behind my back.
And it says, with people he doesn't know really well.
Oh, God.
And I love him to death, but he's terrible at greetings.
It's true.
It is true.
Bad at greetings?
It's true. I'm so bad.
And when we talked about greeting you today, I thought of that because I went through this period of time where I'd see you, and I don't know, you're just big and I'm a little guy.
I feel most times
people walk feelings. Over, they walk over with an intention of how they're going to greet you, but Hassan walks up, he goes,
and it's like, you don't know what that means.
You're not going in with this.
You stand there and wait for somebody to make a move on you.
And then you say, hey. And then you chew gum and you look cool.
The only thing.
And you chain on.
The only thing he just found out there is that I called him awkward. That's the only thing.
That's fucked up.
The rest of it. That's fucked up. The rest of it was. The rest of it already told him.
I would never talk shit behind your back like that.
I wasn't talking shit.
I talk shit to your face.
No, I wasn't talking. That wasn't talking shit. You are a little awkward sometimes.
You're catty.
Let's be vulnerable. Do you think you're awkward?
I don't really think about it. Probably.
But it's awkward for other people.
I never, when I'm in a room full of people, like I'm not thinking like, oh man, I'm going to come across as weird. I'm just kind of doing my own thing.
You're just talking so loud right now.
Am I?
You're just so fired up.
Look, Hassan, I apologize for talking
about it. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I won't forget that.
It's fucked because Austin's just trying to empathize with me because I am making the situation awkward, if anything.
If it makes you feel better,
was the awkward one.
I was probably awkward. I'm bad at fucking.
No. This is consistent.
Aiden was telling me how hot you were.
This is consistent. It's consistent. Like, I'm always
with the phone.
I'm looking at the time. I'm just.
You know what?
I'm always having a hard time with that. My first interactions are always weird.
Is that all you had to do? Is that all you were going to call me out for? Was the water?
No, yeah. There's more.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
There's more.
I want you to know, by the way, the meanest things I've ever said to you is to your face.
You've said really fucked up shit to my face.
I know, and I want you to know.
Isn't that good? You know the limits?
You know what I'm saying?
Because then, like, if you're saying that behind my back, like, it's not. Is that a joke?
Have you ever
said
anything behind my back? You got to have probably a few times.
Nothing I haven't said to your face. Okay. Not even remotely close.
Okay. It just probably cut a little deeper behind
you. You know what I've said about you.
It would cut deeper. Yeah. It would cut way deeper.
That you want me to die?
Let's not talk about it here.
What have you said to him?
He doesn't need to talk right now.
What have you said to him?
Go do your beef.
This is a safe space.
This is they talk about how they get grossed out when I talk about kissing guys.
Wait, really?
I just think it's gay.
Whoa.
It is gay.
They do talk about killing me all the time. That's probably the main one. It is a constant churn of, I wish I could kill Aiden with my bare hands. And then you can flip you can fucking spin the wheel on which of them is saying it on any given day.
He sounds crazy.
So I would argue that it's gayer to kiss a woman than it is a man.
I agree.
Follow. Follow the thought.
Because it's just gay. It's like
such a bad argument.
You just love her.
Your argument cannot
be tautology.
Circular.
What?
You can't have a circular argument.
No, it's gay.
I'm saying, why is it gay?
Why is it gay? Because you love her.
This is dogmatic. Dogmatic?
No, I think it is the tautology. You're saying this is gay because it's gay. You can't do that. It's
illogical.
You agreed with him. Why is it gay?
You can't just do it.
Because there is nothing gayer than a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. There's very nothing true. Gayer than a woman. Uh-huh. They like all the stuff that gay men like plus times 100.
Yep. Yep.
And on top of that.
And that's why the greatest women are men.
This is why you guys need Cutie on here.
Yeah, we do.
Just being in the space is making Aiden sexist.
Yeah.
He's usually the non-sexist one. I swear. I promise. Nick is the sexist one. I promise.
This it goes not, the well. The well goes way deeper.
You can't tell me that good old Margaret Thatcher didn't have her. Masculine.
Oh, wait. Can we do the test? Yeah.
Oh, the test.
Name a woman.
Name one woman.
Name a woman.
Name a woman.
Name a woman. Right now.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God. No! This is actually insane.
Yo!
Wait, what?
I have a theory. If you ask a man to name a woman, 90% of the time, they will say Hillary Clinton. Try it on your friends at home.
Wait, what?
They just, always say Hillary.
That's just me.
No. I did it earlier on the yard.
You named Hillary Clinton on the yard?
That they said, like, what woman should we have on the yard to, like, you know, yuck it up with a female? That's how they said it. It's weird.
Wait,
like,
wait, really said sexist. Femoy. Hold on.
Hillary Clinton really or Michelle Obama, right?
That, well, it's usually Hillary, actually.
No,
this is Hillary. It's sad. A woman to get recognition has to invade Libya. Yeah. I'm disgusted.
I just think that's a boss move.
Yeah, she was being a girl boss. That's why you like Margaret Thatcher. She was also being a girl boss. Yeah. But second gripe is not for me, but from a wonderful friend.
Oh, no.
They might not even know.
Oh, no.
This is a thing.
What's
the? We had a podcast where we had two wonderful guests on, and one of them actually made a PowerPoint presentation for you specifically. His name is Nick, also known as Falco on Twitter. You specifically said Aiden only when asking about who else from the yard to bring to this podcast, to this episode. You cut out Nick, even though he had made a PowerPoint for you. He's actually legitimately upset.
No, he's not.
I need to have your back.
He's upset.
Wait. He's upset?
He's upset. Here? No.
Come on in!
He's not here.
Oh my God, wait. Hassan,
you cut him out.
I didn't cut him out.
You asked specifically for Aiden.
Why did you pick Aiden? Because obviously you picked me because I'm the most viewed Fear and episode ever, so I get the clicks.
Oh my god, this is
unless
so
that's not true. We could look it up.
We already looked it up.
It's true.
It's true.
Were his feelings really hurt?
Where are the old episodes? We have to re-air
them. What did he say?
The old Fear and episode.
I was in the bathroom.
Why would you frame it like
I didn't?
Why did I frame it like that? You mean, why did I frame the truth?
No. This is, Nick, wait. You have it all wrong.
What happened here?
we literally had
I
to
think, help. If you think, like, I think that you and Nick have had a rocky relationship.
We have.
And you probably need to patch things up.
We do, but the thing is I needed some LGBTQ representation. And that's
where
my head went.
Are you saying Nick's not gay enough?
Right. And wait,
Nick's gay?
He literally has sex with women, dude.
Oh, he does have really a gay sister.
He does have a gay sister.
We need to add straight.
That's too gay.
I might rub off.
Dial it back.
He has a gay sister?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
She's a real life.
Whoa.
I don't have many.
We should
lesbian
ask her
friends.
To come on.
Do you have any lesbian friends?
Yeah.
Well, Nick, I'd like to apologize.
Nick was voted most lesbian coded.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I'd like to apologize, Nick. Nick, truly. Hassan didn't want you to be here.
You guys only apologize to each other through podcasts that you're not on together.
Nick, no, this is most of our podcast.
Nick, I thought Hassan said this needs to be a gay episode, so we invited the two gay people from the yard.
I'm not gay.
I have a real question.
Know, but you're gay. Look, you want it?
You're gay.
Ludwig.
You're gay, dog.
You think this fucking in the white tank top with the mustache and the pit showing? Come on.
It looked good.
Come on.
It's good.
That's gay
it's
behavior.
Good I have a good pose.
That's gay behavior, Ludwig.
I got gay poses.
Does it really make you uncomfortable? Because you stop kissing men because it's the gay allegations. Because
it's gay.
Because it's gay.
No.
He stopped kissing men because he liked it too much. Let's be real.
That's not right.
No, so your girlfriend didn't like it, right? That's why you stopped.
No, she didn't. She didn't love it.
Okay.
and now I just don't kiss guys, and now she kisses gay guys, which I don't know.
I kissed her.
What's that all about? She's calling me out, sure, and now she's out here.
She's got a few in the bank,
and she's been kissing girls too. She kissed Caroline at the concert.
That's, Ludwig, if it makes you feel better, I enjoyed kissing you more than her.
Can't
she cash a little, cash a few checks at the bank?
She's been cashing a lot of checks, and I've been here sitting there like,
gay.
Yeah. And why can't I get credit for that?
if she said, Ludwig, I will now allow you to kiss men again, would you do it?
I wouldn't kiss unless they were like really like earned it.
How would I earn a kiss?
Wait, what? How would, yeah, how
do I
what?
Work? Do I got to take you to dinner?
No, like, it's what, not like, what happens? It's not like, a sexual dinner thing. And a movie. It's got to be momentous.
Yeah. Like, I sit there and I hit full depth for fucking, you know, 400 on the squad.
Oh,
and you're like,
yeah.
And you kiss immediately after.
Oh, yeah. If
that is the gayest thing you could have ever admitted to.
What? No. I mean, no.
So you're at the gym with your boys.
Full depth?
You're at the gym with your boys, depth? And one of them fucking hits their PR.
Are we talking full depth?
Full depth.
Come on, man.
I mean, bro, it's like, I'm not going to not.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Can you spank other men?
Huh? Yeah.
Spank? What?
That's straight. That's okay. Straight.
No, I'm just wondering, like, where's the line?
Okay, to be fair... To be fair, slapping your boys in the ass is the straightest thing you can do.
Let's whittle them down.
So you can spank
slapping ass is straight.
Slapping your boys in the ass is the straightest thing you can do.
Just a little bit of a...
OTP HJ?
Yeah. How about sack tap?
I don't like that happening.
Because it's playful.
It's like,
playful.
I don't personally want it.
Yeah.
The more it hurts, the less
gay it is. Gay that's it true. It's true.
Unless you're into it, in which case, then it's more gay.
If you jerk on a dick for 3 seconds or more, then it's gay. So you got to do it in 2 seconds.
It's like the 5 second rule for
if
food.
If I can jerk you off for 3 seconds without you noticing, it's not gay, and I like got you.
Yeah. I think it's a bit of a golf. I'm pretty sure it's a crime.
Don't notice though.
No. That's why it's a crime.
It's like when you look at the thing below the waist, like when you get somebody right. Like this.
Yeah,
it's like
that. It's not a crime. You consented by being his friend.
Oh my god. Okay, this is all joke. Okay, We're joking.
I have a real question for you as a LGBT person in media.
Okay.
Why did you phrase that like a panel?
Oh, by the way,
I'm panel.
I'm not ignoring you. This is just my bad side. So that's why I'm giving you the eye. I'm like, yeah.
I feel not a pressure, but I think people have messaged me. What? Fucking let me go Anderson Cooper mode for fucking 2 seconds.
No, he's laughing because I'm
laughing at him because he said he can't move his head to acknowledge you because he has a bad side.
We all have a good and bad side.
True.
You don't know it because you don't give a shit.
What side?
Your left side is better than your right side. Your right side looks like really different.
What? No, his sides are fine.
No, but his right side's worse than his
left. I clearly have a bad side.
I can't tell the difference.
Uh-huh.
What side?
Look at that side.
No, your side, I don't think you have a bad side.
Really? I think I do, so that's why
usually
I'm respectfully,
the bad
I'm just
side
giving you a
side is
eye.
The side that you
I
want to
look you in the eye, right, but fine. I can't turn too far, or else everybody will notice.
What's my bad side? I don't know.
You're just an anomaly, okay? And it pisses me off.
I think they're both fine.
You got kind of two rough sides.
Whoa, wait. Dude, you have so much gray hair.
Yeah, you didn't know.
You look like Santa Claus.
Right here.
Aww.
Dude, that is so much.
I have a gray patch in my beard.
Wait, can I see your right side?
Gray hairs on your balls?
Oh, yeah, I know your bad side now.
Is it this side where I have the gray patch?
Yeah.
Do you have gray hair on your balls?
No. I don't have gray hair anywhere except for right here.
Well, you also have some on the right side, to be clear.
No.
Just less.
I'm still pretty young. I'm 26.
Oh, okay. You're still there. Anyway, as you
you probably shouldn't be talking about gray hairs.
You're getting there. Hassan likes to bring age up. Is it probably?
Oh, okay.
What were you saying?
My question.
Yeah.
What was my question?
As a gay man,
this is I was genuinely curious about this. I get a lot of messages about. Oh, God.
Is there
so.
My nose? I'm so sorry.
He's just rubbing around.
Sorry,
it's
okay. Very rude.
It's I get a lot of messages that are basically like, "Wow, it's so cool that you're a bisexual man. It makes me feel like more comfortable about admitting this to my friends or like coming out or something to that avail."
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't expect because being bi, honestly, is not a very significant part of my like personal identity. Mm-hmm. I do not really care that I'm bisexual. It just is the way
you're talking to a man who's made gay a big part of his identity.
But I
very profitable.
I'm wondering because I feel a little weird. I feel a little weird being that person for people sometimes because I feel like I'm not trying to like guys. I'm not trying to be homosexual. I'm just the way I am, and I just exist, and I want to be on this show with my friends.
That's it. That's it. I think a lot of people will look at us. So there are a lot of people out there, they're struggling, because I get the same thing. I get a lot of these messages. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really cool for people that are going through, you know, the struggle of coming out and coming to terms with their sexuality. When they see people like us that are just living a normal life and having normal interactions and being on a podcast with your friends and just being comfortable in their own skin, I think that to them it's like, oh, you know, there's, after I come out, there's life after that. Because a lot of people think it's like, people are young, it's like at the end of the world, I'm going to come out. Like, oh my God, I'm going to lose all my friends. I'm going to lose all my family. You know, and I think that seeing people that are very comfortable, like, you know, like us, very comfortable in our own skin, I think it's sort of like, oh, thank you so much for just being yourself. Like, I don't think that we don't think about it, right? But like to them, looking at us, like, thank you for just being, leading by just example. Just like, you're just being yourself, which is, you're not trying to be, but you're leading by example.
Do you feel the pressure to like match some version of being gay for people? Like that's something that I think about a lot, is like, because being gay isn't like a significant part of my identity. Mm. I don't know. I feel like I'm maybe failing people by like not being more connected to like queer culture and being like put on that pedestal sometimes as the bisexual or the gay person.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know how you feel about that.
I mean, I don't feel really a lot of pressure. I do get, which I have a lot of privilege, you know, as you do, being like, we have a lot of privilege because we're more, you know, straight coded, if you will.
Yeah.
Heteronormative. And we don't face the same abuse that a lot of queer people face, which is unfortunate, you know, that anybody gets treated differently. But I'd say that I'm losing track of what I was saying. I lost my train of thought. I don't really feel the pressure, but I will say that, I mean, sometimes it's annoying to, because we are more heteronormative. Do you ever get like, oh, he's like, I get a lot of comments like, oh, he's not actually gay, he's just doing it for clout. Or I get a lot of people alleging that I'm bisexual because I came out as bisexual a long time ago. I came out as bisexual.
No, yeah. He's gay as fuck, dude. Yeah,
so like, but like, there's people that like
talk to this man. Few, talk to few. This man about titties, and you will understand how gay he is. Okay, yeah.
That was so Trump.
Very.
There's a lot of people say very few, very, very few,
very few people.
Very small tits.
Very small amount of people will allege that I'm bisexual. But I want to make it clear right now. If I have to be as clear as day, I will. I am not in the slut. I am gay as gay can be. It's how I feel comfortable. I think sexuality is very complex and there's nuances to it. And could I find a woman attractive? Sure. Do I want to sleep with a woman? No.
Yeah. You know?
Anyway, sorry, not to detract.
No, it's okay. I think I just feel when people like send me a message like that and they're like, wow, you're this representation. You're something that like makes me feel good.
And it's just a clip of them talking about how they're going to kill you. Like, wow. And finally,
you can make money off because that. I don't feel like I'm gay enough in some ways. I feel like I don't deserve to be that person for them.
You can know? I cut in?
No,
yeah. You're gay enough.
Yeah, I was gonna. I see what you mean, but I mean, like, yeah, like Ludwig said, you everybody.
Like Ludwig said, you're gay enough.
Everybody.
It's also like, fuck, the people watching are all like stereotypically gay. They might be as non-gay as you are and still gay. Like maybe they want to be fucking.
I think it's more the idea of like, because of the heteronormative, like because I'm very passing as a straight person. I haven't been bullied for being gay very many times in my life, or like only in bits and pieces. And because I'm not that queer person who has dealt with that growing up, and now I get to hold the like sit on the fucking.
You're not really holding it though. It's not like you're fucking cashing in and you're saying like, hey guys.
Yeah,
like,
I guess I'm not cashing in on that tack necessarily.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I think also every queer person, whether bisexual, gay, lesbian, trans, we all occupy a part of the spectrum of sexuality. And I think that it's important to important representation. We're all different, and we sit on the spectrum somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think that it's, you know, I don't think that, I don't know how to put this. You're gay enough.
Yeah, I'm gay enough.
Dude, I was going to say, look, I'm sure Ludwig gets this message a lot about, you know, coming out and being a French man publicly. And, you know, so that's way more unacceptable, in my opinion, than being gay.
Honestly, we do get a lot of attacks.
Which is what I wanted to talk about next. Okay, pull up the $59 million. Yeah, enough of this stuff. $59 million French wedding. It's time to slander France because Ludwig Ogren. Look up $59 million. Okay. No, just look up. No. Just look up $59 million wedding on Google. It'll come up. Okay. Right. Side.
Whoa. See, I don't. Yeah, we don't do this zipper.
And you don't pay him. Right?
It's because I see him. Because I see him right here. Yeah, this one. Okay, this one.
First one?
Yeah. That's right. Pull it up.
Marsh, you don't have to put up with shit like
okay,
this,
so here's what's going on. Okay, wait, you can click out X out of my email, please. Thank you. Okay, so Ludwig Ogren just came back from France, and his behavior about being French very similar to a semester at sea kid who's like, oh, I'm so French. I just got back, which I'm sure gets a little annoying from time to time.
It doesn't get annoying at all. I don't bring it up that often.
So,
for one,
do you speak French?
I do. I'm fluent. I don't bring it up, but I am.
Really? So,
what?
Say anything.
Oui? What?
Say.
Say, omelette du fromage?
Omelette du fromage.
Oh, omelette du fromage. He is French.
Okay.
He got so, more...
When he's that, you got to meet that.
So, here's the thing.
I won't say it again.
What?
Why? America on top. This story is one of my favorite stories from this past week. Okay. These two people, right here, right in front of your screens, got married in the Palais de Versailles. Did I say that right?
Wait, that good? They got married in Versailles?
They got married in Versailles in a $59 million wedding earlier this week, and Twitter has been on fire. Show the video. Roll the tape, March.
Okay, let's take a look.
I don't
buy the $59.
No, no, no. It's they got like PJs for every one of the fucking guests and shit. Like they
that, bro, that doesn't even scrape a mil.
They got, wait, listen, there's more.
This is awesome.
I love this song.
I've seen this TikTok, and look, this wedding is beautiful, and I'm sure renting out the fucking Palace of Versailles is not cheap. And I also think they have, like, a star performance from Maroon 5.
Adam Levine? Adam Levine? I don't know what his name
Adam
is.
Adam Levine was there saying
Maroon 5.
That's just me.
What was that text that Adam Levine sent that one time?
He wanted to name his daughter after his mistress or something.
Fuck, you're so sexy.
Fuck, you're so sexy.
Fuck, you're so sexy. So when you get married for $59 million.
So maybe it's not $59 million, but it's a very lavish, very expensive wedding.
Very lavish wedding.
Everyone went crazy over it. Why? The reason why I love it is personally because this is not like a hedge fund manager or someone that you would normally consider to drop like a couple
Coral Gables,
fucking...
I'm there all the time in Miami.
Yeah, so someone who drops a couple racks like this,
a couple
million.
Bob Brockway is the CEO of Isere Automotive Group, which sold for $700 million.
So,
shit.
For me, that's my favorite part of the story. It's that it's a Southern Florida car dealership owner that was able to, purchase time at the fucking Versailles, a place where, like, you know, royalty. Like, this is an institution. This is a place that...
I'm pretty sure it's where Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette lived for a bit before they got fucking...
Exactly. She also does this as well. She does a Marie Antoinette bachelorette party. Marie Antoinette-themed bachelorette party. But I thought, what a perfect opportunity to shit on France. Because there's nothing better. This is pure domination. This shows the rest of the world... that our used car dealership owners and their fucking daughters can go take shits in the Palace de Versailles and have their fucking shit-ass wedding there.
Yeah, try to rip the capital.
Wait, can you go up to the first photo again?
What do you guys even fucking have?
Look at that. Pensions? Look at that. That's a dude wearing a Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt, and he just got married at the fucking Versailles Palace.
Let's back it up, buddy.
There's nothing more...
Buddy. Here's the thing. You're trying to use this as a way to attack the French. This shows the liberation of the French because this used to be a royal palace, but they reclaimed it.
And now it's a toilet.
They reclaimed it by fucking murdering the king and the queen.
Now it's a fucking toilet.
A guy who wears Dallas Cowboys sweatshirts got married in it.
They murdered it, guys. they murdered the king and the queen. They reclaimed all of the land, and then they gave it.
So
then
they gave it to American rich people.
So they could fucking rent it out and farm them for cash.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And you
what does that say? What does that say about French institutions?
Can I tell you about one of the most beautiful French institutions is the fact that
Disneyland.
They first of all
abolishing age of consent laws.
Everyone there gets 1 to 2 hours of lunch.
Secularism
guaranteed. Okay, they actually have a real separation of church and state over there. Well, my aunt, God bless her heart, hasn't worked a day in her life. God bless her heart. She has not worked a day in her life. She collected unemployment for 30 years, and now she's on retirement.
Unemployment?
I'm proud of her.
That's awesome.
She hasn't worked since she was 27.
I'm proud of her for milking the system. I'm proud of her.
She's milked it all. She's single as heck. Damn. She's got two dogs. They're cute as hell.
Do you have unlimited unemployment in France?
You got all that fucking juice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then she's on that retirement too.
She should reconnect with that gay couple who bought that mansion in France.
Wait, you were talking to them?
Not romantically. Well, they did want me to come be their boy at the house for the summer.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
Le boy.
Wait, they wanted you to be their boy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, Why did you turn that down? Why did you turn that down?
Well, Amy? I didn't think about it.
Garcon, kind of the hors d'oeuvres.
So they were extremely well. They wanted you to be their boy.
I kind of could have gone and lived out that, Call you, Me you, By you, Your Name, now that on. I think about it. You were, of age, Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
I was 25 years old.
That's not very French then.
Aiden, you realize that was the last opportunity in your life to be a boy like that.
I think I have one of their numbers.
You're
going to
be 30
phone.
In 4 years.
Am I going to regret this?
You're not going to be a house boy anymore.
I met this gay guy from London who sells. He runs a very fancy furniture store in London.
It sounds very White Lotus.
It was very White Lotus-esque, and I met him at a bar in Canada, and he told me that him and his husband were moving to this like French mansion. They had just bought it. They were going to retire there, and I should come spend the summer with them.
And you didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Damn, that was a mistake.
I'll be honest. I kind of want a sugar daddy.
You're rich.
I know, but it'd be,
yeah, but I'm.
But imagine.
Can you explain what happened?
I get why. I know what you mean because it's like you're wanted. You're wanted. And someone is like willing to take.
I want a sugar daddy, but I want to put in no work for it.
What do you want from the sugar daddy? Just to buy stuff.
Just give me money.
What happened in Italy?
What?
What happened?
Oh, Ludwig wants to know the story. So I stayed at a hotel in Italy, and I checked out of the hotel.
And by the way, paid follow up. You recommended this hotel.
We stayed there.
It was excellent. It was the first time I realized the value of a concierge.
Yep. Beautiful hotel right next to the Spanish Steps in Italy. Gorgeous hotel.
What part of Italy?
Rome. Spanish Steps.
Rome, Italy. Stay in this beautiful hotel.
Should I stay there?
Like,
I'm going to Italy.
No, don't stay there.
But yeah, it's beautiful.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
It was 1,200 euros a night when I was there. I don't know how much was it when you were there.
I don't remember.
Okay, he's just so rich.
Yeah, money's no object to him.
So it was 1,200 euros a night when I stayed there. Really expensive hotel. So I go to the hotel. I stay there. It's great. I check out, give them my American Express. I pay for it all. I'm like, cool. Go back to the United States. I get an email from the folks and they say, Mr. Show, we forgot to charge you for 150 euros. You ordered 2 days in a row. I ordered cacio e pepe. To the room.
75?
And it was 75 euros each.
For the cacio pepe?
A salad, a bottle of wine, you know, oof, a little bit extra.
Oh, bottle of wine.
Yeah, two nights in a row, 150 euros. Okay, and they send me this credit card authorization form that I have to print out, fill out. I'm like, no, I'm not paying for it. Like, you're a 5-star, you're a 6-star hotel. I went
on. Does it even go that high?
I've been called out on this before. I don't know. It's a very high star.
Okay, sure. Hotel.
It's really
the highest.
I'm like, you are a luxury hotel. It's embarrassing that you got to come collect 150 euros. So it doesn't. That was in 2021. I have gotten emails from them every 3 months for 2 years, chasing down 150 euros of room service.
This You're is like my them. Icelandic speeding ticket.
Oh, speaking of,
they've been emailing me for years.
Wait, speaking of Robin Italians, do you remember the last time that Ezio was in town?
Yeah.
Did you get a blue jacket?
Yeah.
He's trying to charge me for your blue jacket. Did you never pay?
Dude, I 100% paid for that.
Because he was like, you didn't pay for your blue jacket. And I was like, I didn't get a blue jacket.
You got a gray jacket.
I got a gray jacket. Did I get a gray jacket?
Yes. Wait, blue shirt?
No, blue jacket.
Well, we can run this through. We can run this through. I wouldn't want to leave you hanging like that, but I'm very sure that I paid for mine.
I love that you
have.
The
Italians are hunting down payments. That's what we're
learning. The Italians need money.
They're brutal.
I'm going to Italy.
Stay at that hotel just for the sake of it. And talk to the manager about how.
Let me show you my guy Ezio.
Oh, I got a great idea. Hassan should go to that hotel and pay my bill.
Yo.
That'd be sick.
Fuck no.
You should ride a Vespa while you're
I'm going to call them and be like, hey, that guest is my, he's my power of attorney.
It don't work that way. I'm going to be like, I don't fucking
would
know.
Would you ever ride a motorcycle?
Yes.
Would you ever ride a Vespa?
Yeah.
Would you ever
Vespa through Rome with your friend as he callously cuts you off next to a bus in the middle of an intersection? Causing Probably. You to fall over in the middle of the intersection with your passenger?
Maybe.
Would you get mad at your friend if he did that?
Is that oddly yes. specific?
Do you guys get
I don't know. This is actually the angriest Aiden's ever been at me.
This is the most mad I ever got at Ludwig.
He was mad at me because I was stunting, freaking my shit on my bike.
He was goofing off because we're Vespa-ing through traffic in Italy and there's cars everywhere. I'm between a car and a bus. And Ludwig comes up on the side, squeezes by as we pull up to the intersection, and then the light goes red, and he slams on the brakes. Oof. But I have nowhere to go. I can't go around Ludwig. I can't go to the side. I have to pick bus or car. And I just kind of slam back, and we fall over in the middle of the intersection. The most angry I've ever been with him.
Do you guys fight very often?
No, I apologize. There's no fight to be had here. I was in the wrong.
Okay. Hassan and I don't fight that often.
We never fight.
Have you actually gotten really mad at... Oh, yes. One time I had him go on a date with Mia Malkova and I streamed it.
I got mad at him for that, but it was like short-lived. And then one time he got mad at me.
When did I get mad at you?
In Amsterdam. When we were on the boat.
What did I get mad
at? You don't even remember it, but that was like the most serious you've ever... Yeah. That's the most serious you've ever gotten.
Angry on a barge. Wait,
because you were like complaining about some shit. Do you remember? I remember. Yeah, you were complaining. I don't remember what it was exactly, but we were like, it was a chaotic situation and you got like overwhelmed with how chaotic the situation was, but because like you wanted to be a part of it, but you also had like maybe some other obligations. I don't remember.
Oh yeah.
But you literally, I remember. But you literally were like, enough, Hassan, or something like that. And I was just like, I just ate it at that moment because I was like, stay the course.
Was I pissing you off though?
You were, but you were also completely out of pocket. But I was like, I need to defuse the situation instead of popping off on him and move on and let's shoot the podcast instead.
Oh yeah, I was pissed. I was a little edgy.
I went through a rough period of my life for about a year. It happens. I've never been mad at Eden.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been mad in the past 5 years at anyone.
You've never gotten
insane.
Mad at me?
I think what?
So. You've never gotten mad.
I think in the past 5 years, I don't think I've ever...
Do you count... Okay, when you say that, do you mean like you've never like outwardly got mad at somebody?
Yes.
Or because you probably harbor some sort of internal...
I've had some frustrations with people, but yeah. I've never been outwardly mad to someone.
With me?
With frustrations?
When did you get frustrated with me?
Every day.
Every...
How you absolutely botched our swipe drop.
What?
And speaking of, bidet.gg, guys.
Oh.
When does this podcast come out? Tuesday?
Good.
Tomorrow.
Monday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, today is the last day you can get free shipping on a bidet.
Free domestic shipping.
I need some bidets.
Free domestic shipping.
Hold on, you know what? I'll allow that ad to stay in if you give me a couple free
I'll
ones.
Give you one Please free swipe plus
buy
bidet.
It in full.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
You hit up him.
Don't give it away for free.
Can I hit up you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hit up you for a bidet. I've been waiting.
You just have to pay shipping.
Shipping.
That's it.
It's like $500.
$500.
Oh my God. That's expensive.
What else do you guys want to plug? Because we're about to move on to the paywall.
Bidet.gg.
Well, Hassan uses it. Well.
Are you happy with your butt?
Yeah, I am actually.
Can Aiden come install it?
Aiden will come install it to every single person who buys it from this podcast.
And on the paywall proportion, I have some Turkish treats.
Whoa.
And I'm going to make you guys try these out. This
Yo.
Is,
and on the
Ludwig, that's genius.
On the bonus episode, Hassan's going to tell you about how I'm intimidating, actually.
We're going to get gayer on the bonus episode.
What?
Yeah. See you on the other side. Patreon.com/FearAnd. We need to get our money up, not our funny up, because Marsh is losing to Zipper now.
That's right. Everybody subscribe to support Marsh. You know what? I got an idea. Ludwig, you and I sexy photo shoot.
Whoa, you guys just did one, didn't you?
No. That doesn't count.
But you did do one.
That was a calendar shoot.
Did you like it?
It was good.
You were. I feel like, and this is gonna sound hurtful, and I mean it. You, I feel like, are going to be too much of a pain in the ass for me to do.
No,
that.
You won't.
What no way. Is that sentence reply?
No,
you won't.
No, I won't be a pain in the ass.
You, but I feel Hassan, was he a pain in the ass during the calendar shoot?
No, I mean, pretty good. He's just like normally a pain in the ass, so he was just normal.
I just feel like you would, because you're very particular.
Yeah, I am.
He wasn't worse than usual, but I think it's really? Because I'm Ludwig. Used to him.
Ludwig, we need to do a sexy Christmas photo shoot.
Okay.
I will be
Christmas.
Yeah. I need a holiday. I've been thinking about doing a sexy photo shoot for Christmas. I'm sick and tired of doing it with
women.
Can
we do a competing calendar?
You and me?
Against Furand.
Wait, like you and me?
Just me and you.
Just you.
Yeah. We do a competing sexy shoot calendar.
That would be insane.
And we say Furand and Yard Boys, get this, not the Furand one.
Wow.
And our proceeds go to us.